Priyavrata. I think I should have a playlist there, just talking myself, my story. As long as it may be, who cares? I think you should do that too. So anyway, well, it was about that, of course, about Srisri Gandhara Kagiridhari there. Because when he closes his eyes and prays to God, he's there in front of the altar, Srisri Gandhara Kagiridhari, and Srisri Gaunitai, and Guru Parampara, and so on. And there I thought, here I can sit all day just at home. With Srisri Gandhara Kagiridhari on my TV screen altar. Maybe one day even live. And that's so, I mean, they are so beautiful. It's just, I'm so happy and grateful that you are here. But there are devotees around who take care, who dress and fix and clean and cook and take care of you. We should help them. They are growing old. Do you know how they feel? Maybe they wonder, how long are we going to do this alone? Or maybe they are satisfied. But we should think about the devotees, especially in this world. Devotees are worth their weight in gold, as they say. And we shouldn't judge big devotee, small devotee. Me serve and worship big devotee. Me care not for small devotee. Or even sometimes taking it out on those small ones, what you got from the ones up there. So yes, we are beginners. The very, very most of us, which I think has been proven also through the years of this Krishna consciousness movement. Thought we were something, we youngsters, but now I would say at old age, you know, the real old age, when it comes there, I see lots of wisdom coming with it to devotees my age around me. And that's where it seems it starts to get real. You don't have any persona title or position or mask to stand behind. It's just you and Krishna and everyone else's, Krishna's ray and parts and parcel and family. So yeah, there we are again, thinking of what Krishna says. One who calls me my devotee is not my devotee, but one who calls those who call themselves my the devotee or my devotee, they are my devotee.